So you've decided to visit an energy healer, but you've got some questions. Let's go through some of the most common ones. Okay, let's get the ball rolling with, what will I feel during the session? People usually feel something. There might be warmth or coolness. There might be tingling or mild pressure or waves of energy. Maybe a release of stuck pain. You could see colourful lights or an array of images. You may feel a profound sense of well-being and peace, like in a very deep meditation. There's a great breadth of experiences, many pleasant or even revelatory. You might even sleep through some of it. But don't get fixated on this. Even if you feel or see nothing at all, the process can still be as effective. It just seems that some of us are more wired than others for those kinds of experiences. Next question, how can I get the most out of a session? Relax, be open, and look forward to being fully well, whatever that means to you. If you've ever meditated or prayed, try to slide into that open and peaceful space of acceptance. Leave the busy mind at the door if you can, in whatever way you find the easiest. Perhaps visualize being in a happy place, like a favorite holiday spot, or during a wonderful or particularly happy time in your life, or maybe just listen to some calming music. If your mind is still busy, you'll find that the healing will calm it down anyhow, so don't fixate on whether or not you are in a perfect state for this healing. Most likely then, is it'll just take you a little bit of time to relax fully into the experience. Oh, another important tip, do not set any limits on what may happen in the session. This is really important, I think. Be open to the best possible outcome. Next question, how long does a healing last? Typically, the actual healing part will be 20, 30 minutes long, maybe shorter if you're in a busy public venue, maybe longer if you're in a private session with a healer. Do I sit down or lie down? Well, if there is a chair or a couch available, that will probably be your choice. If there's only a chair and nowhere to lay, well, it looks like you're going to get a chair healing. And on to the next question, what do I wear? Well, just regular comfortable clothes. Feel free to take off your shoes, your jackets, glasses, or keep them on if you prefer. The emphasis is on your experience. The greater your comfort, the easier it will be for you to relax into the experience. Let's move on to what does the healer do in the session? Well, healers work with their hands, moving them around and close to your body as they channel pure energy to the recipient. That's you. So just expect a lot of shuffling. If your eyes are closed, then you really will be oblivious to most of it. Will I be touched? There will only be touch if you consent. Many energy healers like to signal the start and end of a healing session with some form of touch, such as a light touch of the shoulders. You might also be asked for permission to hold your feet. That's to help ground your energy near the end. A healer may want to lay their hands on a part of the body that is causing you trouble. Again, would ask for your permission to do that. If you actually want to be touched during the healing, and many, many people do, simply ask your healer. Most are happy to do this if a client requests it. Can children have healing? Yes, certainly. Healing is for people of all ages. For non-adults, however, healers will ask for consent from a parent or a guardian who will also have to be present during the session. Do I close my eyes? Only if you want to. Most people find it helps them to relax. What if I have a complaint? Well, this is one reason to make sure your healer is affiliated to a recognized charity or healing body. Most such organizations will have an official procedure to investigate complaints. So do your research when you find your healer. Are there any side effects of healing? Not really. Immediately afterwards, you may feel a little spacey. Your healer will offer you a glass of water and share a few words at the end to help the process of grounding or bringing you fully back into the body. You may also feel blissful and calm, which, let's face it, are not the worst side effects. But it's worth reiterating, healing is non-invasive. It's natural and nothing harmful will happen. Some people experience emotional release, which although usually a positive development, can throw up some old and difficult feelings as they pass through. But no, there are zero side effects. How many sessions do I need? One session may be enough, but it's more usual to have several, perhaps four or five. If you're experiencing healing for the first time also, it may take a few sessions to get into the groove and just relax into the process. Do I need to be ill? No, you don't need to be ill. Healing is about improving health and will serve to keep you balanced and healthy. It's also an excellent stress buster. Being holistic, healing will act to restore balance in all areas of your life. What can healing do for me? Well, healing can help, sometimes profoundly, with a wide range of issues, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Common complaints like regular aches and pains, a dodgy shoulder or arthritis, right through to stress and anxiety, are common successes in healing. Can also help with feelings of stuckness or disenchantment, feelings of energetic blockages, whether emotional or spiritual, and it can really improve your sleep. The list is long, and we'll come back to this in another episode, but we must also mention that healing often brings a sense of peace and wellness, and sometimes there may be a strong release of blocked emotions. The goodies might happen during the session, or you may feel a sudden or more subtle benefit much later, perhaps days or even weeks later. You may look back and think, well, actually, the last few weeks since that healing, I noticed this has changed. One other thing, healing can be a tremendous help during times of crisis. It can be a great comfort to people with terminal illness. What if I can't find a healer? Healing works at a distance, so you don't have to be in the same room as a healer. In fact, they could be on the other side of the world. So perhaps consider finding someone who offers online healing or distant healing, where there's no need to have any contact at all during the session, even online. So that brings us to the end of this list of questions. That covers most of the questions about seeing an energy healer. One other important point, healing is a complementary therapy, meaning it works alongside regular treatment and it's no substitute for seeing a doctor. So make sure you check out any illness or anything that you suspect is wrong with your physician. Let us know if you have any other questions in the comments below and we'll try to get to them another time. A reminder too that we are offering healing meditations at Well Healed. That is a recording of an actual healing session taking place during a meditation on the attached links. The aim is that you get the benefits of the healing session while you meditate. This can help you with your sleep, it can help you if you need healing, or maybe it's just a pleasant thing to accompany your meditation. That's a lot of info and enough for today. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Grant. Thanks for joining me on Well Healed.